The scripture of this service is Luke chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. I'll read it for you. Turning to the disciples, he said privately, "Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I say to you, that many prophets and kings wished to see the things which you see, and did not see them, and to hear the things which you hear, and did not hear them." Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 8,000 brain churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and the local sanctuaries in Korea. And the members were attending this service through satellites and the internet, and all GCN TV and Mammin TV viewers. It is the seventh session of the Space and Dimension Sermon Series. Continuing from the last session, I will talk to you about the space of the fourth dimension. The space of the fourth dimension is the space that has the characteristics of the fourth heaven. In the last session, I talked about three attributes that are characteristic of the space of the fourth dimension. First of all, in the space of the fourth dimension, works of creation take place by being commanded by the word or by being harbored in the heart. Second, the dead can be revived and the living can be put to death. Third, if one possesses the space of the fourth dimension, then he can show powerful works transcending the time and space of this physical world. Today, I will explain to you about other characteristics of the space of the fourth dimension. In the Bible, we can find many things that we cannot really understand with human knowledge and theories. And the Apostle Paul compares human knowledge with elementary principles. Elementary school students are not able to understand college classes. Likewise, we cannot understand spiritual things in the Bible with the knowledge of this world. These messages on space and dimension are of higher level contents, even in spiritual depth. If you understand the Bible in the view of the space and dimension, you can clearly understand many things. I hope that you will understand this message very well, so that it won't be just learning, but you will be able to make use of this spiritual knowledge. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, among the characteristics of the space of the fourth dimension, we'll talk about freely controlling the flow of time. Let's consider a case in the Bible first. Joshua chapter 10 verse 13 says, "And the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day." This happened when Joshua had the battle with the Amorites. Joshua chapter 10 verse 12 says, "Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the sons of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, 'O sun, stand still at Gibeon, and O moon in the valley of Ajalon.' And it was done as said." Time stopped almost for a whole day. What has to happen for the time of this physical world to stop for a whole day? One day is the time needed for the earth to rotate once at its axis. Therefore, for time to stop, the rotating of the earth has to stop. But if the earth stops rotating even for a moment, it will cause great chaos, not only to the earth, but also to the whole solar system. Let me give you an example for better understanding. What if a bus that is traveling at 200 kilometers an hour suddenly come to a stop? The bus will roll over. All passengers and everything inside the bus will fly out of the bus. If you do not have seatbelt on it, then probably you'll be thrown out of the car, okay? You will be seriously injured if the car makes a sudden stop, okay? The bus was running at 2 kilometers an hour, okay? But this earth is rotating at the speed of 1,600 kilometers per hour. It is even faster than the speed of sound, which is 1,1200 kilometers per hour. Furthermore, this earth is not only rotating, but also revolving around the sun at the speed of about 30 kilometers per second. If this earth stops even for a moment, the whole order of the solar system will be destroyed. It would cause tremendous chaos, not only to the Earth and solar system, but also our galaxy. But this Earth didn't have any problem back then. It is still moving well today. What about the moon? The moon is revolving the Earth quite well today. And the moon is directly related with the earth. Then how could the time stop for almost the whole day, not affecting this physical world at all? The answer lies in the space of the fourth dimension. At that time, God the Father covered not only the earth, but also the entire physical world with the space of the fourth dimension. So, regarding this, if I had explained this quite a long time ago, since you didn't know about this Space and Dimension sermon series, you could not have understood it. But what about those who don't have faith? They would have misunderstood me. But, you know, I'm delivering this message so that you can make use of this space and dimension. And soon, you will see the greater works of God. Then, you will have better understanding of those works. Thus, for that moment, everything in the first heaven did not follow the flow of time of the first heaven, but was in the flow of the time of spirit. In the first session of the space and dimension, I told you two elements that determine the dimension of different spaces. One of them is the strength of light, and the other is the flow of time. As you go up from lower to higher dimension, the light is brighter and the time flow is faster. Therefore, the time flow of the second heaven is faster than that of the first heaven, and that of the third heaven is even faster. But the time flow of the fourth heaven can be both slower and faster. In other words, the time flow of the fourth heaven can be controlled freely as God harbors in his heart. He can extend or shorten or even stop the flow of time. Then what kind of time flow was there when the sun and the moon stopped? They were in the extended time flow. Suppose the first heaven was covered by the space of the fourth dimension for 1 hour in physical time. Then, in the space of the fourth dimension, one can extend the time as much as he wants and spend the time. In the case of Joshua, the sun stopped almost for the whole day. In terms of physical time flow, it could have been 1 minute or even just 1 second. But because the entire first heaven was following the spiritual time flow, the physical time flow didn't mean anything. Even if not the entire first heaven, but only the part of it is covered by the space of the fourth dimension, it wouldn't have been a problem. That's because the physical space would just be in the physical time flow. In the Bible, we can see a case in which somebody was in the shortened time flow in the space of the fourth dimension. It was when Elijah ran ahead of the chariot of the king Ahab. The shortened time flow is the opposite of extended time flow. Now, is it somewhat difficult to understand, isn't it? Can you understand it? You can't? If you cannot understand it, just take it as a grace. Then, well, you may have chance to understand. When the works of handkerchief took place, people couldn't understand. So people could not use that handkerchief. But when they understood it and knew how to use it, then there are many works of handkerchief took place. Suppose one is covered by the space of the fourth dimension for 1 hour in physical time. In this fourth dimensional space, he can shorten this 1 hour as he wants. If he shortens it to 30 minutes, it doesn't mean the other 30 minutes disappeared. It means 1 hour is compressed into 30 minutes. For example, suppose you put a 100 meter long cloth and ran from one end to the other end, and it took 20 seconds. Then, if you fold the clothes into a half, how long would it take? It's 50 meters, so it will take about 10 seconds. If you fold the clothes again, and the length is shortened, and the time is contracted. But the clothes didn't disappear. It is somewhat similar with shortening the time in the space of the fourth dimension. Elijah ran at his own speed, but he could run faster than the chariot of the king because he was in the shortened time flow. When one is covered by the fourth dimensional space, he may be in the time flow that has stopped. If something happens in this time flow that has stopped, it seems that something happened in a very short moment in the view of this physical world. As the saying goes, something happened in a blink of an eye. In fact, most of the things that happened in the space of the fourth dimension took place during this stoppage of time. The works of creation, reviving the dead, or works that take place beyond space-time, all take place during this time flow that has stopped. So when something is harbored in heart or spoken with words, it happens right away. For a better understanding, let's consider a case of Philip moving through the space, as mentioned in the Acts chapter 8. Philip received the guidance of the Holy Spirit to meet the Ethiopian eunuch on the way to Jerusalem. He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to this eunuch and even baptized him. Then, Acts chapter 8, verses 39 and 40 says, "The Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and Philip found himself at Azotus." In other words, Philip was in the desert on the road to Gaza, but in the moment, he appeared in Azotus. Now you can see on the screen, on the right is the city of Jerusalem, and the far left is the Gaza, and the Azotus was in the middle. It takes about an hour and a half driving from Jerusalem to Gaza area.
아서도에서 가사까지는 차로 대충 얼마 이렇게 나오죠?
For a teleportation to take place like this, one has to go through the spiritual passageway that is formed by the space of the fourth dimension. As the time flow comes to a stop in that spiritual passage, one can be teleported. Can you understand it or not? Are you with me? It's hard to understand, right? So, I think I'd better stop here. Because it's time for you to understand. It's very difficult. Most of you here have indirectly experienced this kind of moving in the spiritual space. It was through the dragonflies. Dragonflies that were in the other areas came to where we were and disappeared through the spiritual passageway formed by the fourth dimensional space. This can be categorized into horizontal movement and vertical movement according to the kind of spiritual passageway. Now we are showing the horizontal movement, okay? Through that horizontal movement, you know, Father God called the dragonflies. They gather together. So it is a moment to teleport. So they could move instantly. When the spiritual passage is horizontal to the ground, it is horizontal movement. Now you see the vertical movement, okay, on your screen. When the spiritual passage is vertical to the ground, like when the dragonflies come down from around the sun, it is the vertical movement. Can you see that? The spiritual passage that was made for the movement of the dragonflies was a space of the fourth dimension, and it was not just the passageway. In 2006, when the moving of the dragonflies first began, only mature dragonflies moved from here to there. But it was a little different in 2007. While the dragonflies that were still larvae were passing through the spiritual passageway, those larvae grew up to become adults. As they were passing through the fourth dimensional space, their growth was accelerated. So the dragonflies could appear much earlier in that year than the usual. The time of their appearance was a little set ahead within the limit of their survival. Well, they were supposed to appear in September area. But while they're moving through spiritual passageway, they grew up in that way, and they could come to this world earlier. Moreover, in 2008, not only the time of their appearing, but also the number of the dragonflies were controlled. The number of the dragonflies was controlled automatically as needed when they appeared. So last year, if you remember the last summer, on top of our church and our summer retreat place, in every place, there was a horizontal and vertical movement together, as well as in branch churches and in other branch churches in overseas countries. Brothers and sisters, when the people of Israel were crossing the Red Sea that was parted by strong winds, a spiritual passageway was formed there. How strong the winds must have been so they could part the sea. A man wouldn't be able to stand there. Well, people cannot stand there. Well, they will flow away and they will be thrown into the sea. if they, you know, stand in the middle of the sea in that strong wind, they will be thrown away into the sea in that strong wind or the wilderness. Can you understand? Well, imagine it. There was a great windstorm to part the Red Sea. Well, in front of my house, there was a very big tree. But when the strong wind came, it pulled out. And that typhoon destroyed the city of Chuncheon that time. Now all the old people can remember that, right? I saw that storm, the typhoon, the power of the typhoon. People could not stand there. No. They would be thrown away. Now, do you think that kind of typhoon can part the Red Sea? No. We need stronger wind. Now, how strong it should be to part the Red Sea? A tornado, hurricane, whatever it is. If you, I mean, probably you have seen in the movie or the TV news footage, you know, the houses were destroyed and the cars and even bus were flown away, right? It should be stronger than that typhoon or hurricane to part the Red Sea. And so that, in, and then to make the people cross the Red Sea, that storm keeps, you know, should have kept flowing. I mean, you know, the blowing, okay? When I talked about that in the seminar in Israel, pastors were surprised. Because they've never thought about it before. Oh, that's right. How could I ever imagine that? That's what they thought. But I told them that I would explain it later because I worried that they would not understand it. The space and dimension of things. If you cannot understand right now, in the future, you may have a chance to understand it. Well, if you can come into spirit and whole spirit, then you may be able to understand it because you are not going to use any worldly thoughts. You can understand it much easier. But more than 2 million Israelites walked the midst of the winds peacefully. When I said 2 million, they said 2 million is nothing. The Jews said, much more than 2 million people crossed the Red Sea. This is because a spiritual passageway was formed to block the winds from affecting the people. And the sons of Israel walked through the spiritual passageway. Then what happened when they were crossing the Jordan River to go into the Canaan land? Joshua chapter 3, verses 15 and 16 says, when those who carried the ark came into the Jordan, and the feet of the priests carrying the ark were dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks all the days of harvest. The waters which were flowing down from above stood and rose up in one heap, a great distance away at Adam. The city that is beside Zarethan, and those which were flowing down toward the Sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, were completely cut off. So the people crossed opposite Jericho. From the point where the sons of Israel were, the upstream was piled up in one heap, and the downstream was just kept on flowing. At this time, a spiritual space was made in the shape of something like a dam. Now, you can see on screen. Dear brothers and sisters, some men and even dragonflies moved through this spiritual passageway. You have witnessed dragonflies and its movement. So, you can understand because you witnessed it. You saw those dragonflies moving. Well, those who have never seen that kind of movement of dragonflies, they cannot understand. But you saw it with your eyes many times. So, when I explain this, you can understand it. You can believe. Well, show me the dragonflies again. Now, many members, are witnessing those dragonflies coming down from the sky. There is a sun. Around the sun, countless dragonflies are coming down. It looked like a particle of light, but people could notice it was not a particle of light, but dragonflies. Can you see even the very small particles? They're all dragonflies. Now, when they came down, people could see they were dragonflies. From that high above the sky, dragonflies were coming down. It happened in your summer retreat place. How wonderful it is. So Father God gathered them together, and the dragonflies received grace. And they recognized Mamim people. So when Mamim asked those dragonflies to come, and they come. They attached to the bodies of the Mamim people. They were even appeared in your office or your car. They even come inside you. They even came inside your car. Now, who can believe this without seeing it? If a professor who is expert in insights, they will say it's crazy. But our members experienced it and saw it. Now, it is the truth, isn't it? We are only talking about the truth, but some people call I'm a liar. It happens. These dragonflies ate up all the mosquitoes and you could enjoy your summer retreat without mosquitoes. Even in the hot summer weather, in your summer retreat place, the weather temperature kept under 22 or 21. No, those who didn't experience by themselves, they couldn't understand. But if they see it with their own eyes, they will never say we are liars. I wish they can receive grace. When I talked about it about 2 years ago, there are so many people telling you, they don't lie. But some of them came to our summer retreat place and they witnessed it and they now say they can believe. You know, the dragonflies came down from the high above the sky. It is so high. If you go to that high in the sky, then you'll be frozen. Okay? But those dragonflies moved through the spiritual passageway so that, they could come down to the earth. Well, what about in the days of Noah, all the animals came into the ark. elephants, giraffes, and all other elements. They came into the ark as a couple. Hippos, all kinds of animals. Now, how could they move to the place where Noah was building the ark? From many continents, those animals moved. How? Do you think Noah gathered all those animals? No, it is God the Father who led those animals to Noah. So those animals obeyed well, right? And after the Noah, those animals were moved to their own place again. Because it was the will of God.
No.
If we can utilize this spiritual passage very well, you can also control the weather conditions. For example, suppose two certain areas are suffering from flood and drought. Then, if we move the rain clouds from the flooding area to the dry area, then we can solve the problem of the both areas. So, there is an area suffering from flood, and there is the other area suffering from drought. So if we move that rain clouds from the flood area into the drought area, then we can solve the problem, right? Every year, we hear the news of typhoons and hurricanes that cause a tremendous damage here and there. If we move these typhoons to an uninhabited area through the spiritual passageway, we will have no worries. Two typhoons were approaching when I went to the Philippines for the crusade in 2001. The 16th typhoon Nari and the 19th typhoon Lakima were approaching the Philippines with strong forest winds. If the typhoons had come according to the estimated directions, we wouldn't have been able to have the crusade. At the press conference, the reporters asked me whether the crusade would be possible because of the typhoons. Then I courageously said, the typhoons will die out or change their directions. There will not be any typhoon or rain during the crusade. So please, watch it. I arrived at the hotel and there was a press conference at the airport and at a hotel. And crusades were supposed to held in 2 days. But I proclaimed that the typhoons will change direction or disappear. As I professed, the Nari died out just before the crusade, and the Lakima suddenly changed its course, just as I prophesied. The local press was saying it was very unusual weather phenomenon, and we could have the crusade without a problem. As you can see on screen, I talked about rainbow at night. And the rainbow appeared at night. And those who went there witnessed it. So many people received grace. I talked about the rainbow and that the rainbow appeared on top of the screen, on top of the sky at night.
So
So people were applauded for that. You know, I was trying to explain how the rainbow looked like. And they would have misunderstood me. Even if those missionaries would not have believed me if they had not seen it. So I wish I could show. But as soon as I said it, the rainbow appeared. We have many other testimonies related with typhoons. On Sunday, September 16, 2007, the heavy rain stopped in Jeju Island by the prayer request of Elder Jonghwa Lee, CEO of Lakewood Country Club. Due to the heavy rain of the typhoon, the basement of Plaza Hotel, of which Elder Lee was a CEO, was being flooded. So he sent an urgent prayer request to us, and I prayed for it for the first time at around 2:50 p.m. It was on Sunday. Before I began to deliver the message for the evening service, at 3:30 p.m., the congregation prayed together for this. Well, I sat down on the chair and prayed because it was an urgent prayer request. And after, before I started to deliver a message, I started to pray. Before I began to deliver the message for evening service at 3:30 p.m., the congregation prayed together for this. We checked what happened later and found out that the heavy rain turned into a drizzle when I prayed for the first time. And at around 3:30 p.m., the water in the basement began to go out. Well, if the rain had not stopped, the whole basement of the hotel would be flooded. The hotel in other area was flooded in the basement, so they had the great loss. All the facilities and important instruments were damaged heavily. At about 4, the typhoon went away from Jeju Island. So it was something that people could not imagine normally. The typhoon was approaching the southern Korea, but it changed its direction. And it went away. Otherwise, it would have damaged this country seriously. All these things were done through the moving in the spiritual space. In the spiritual space, we can not only, change the course of a typhoon, but also weaken it. The Hurricane Gustav that was formed in August 2008 became weakened in the spiritual space of a special kind of shape. Hurricanes are typhoons that originate mainly in the Atlantic and Caribbean. Usually, hurricanes that form in the Caribbean Sea pass the Gulf of Mexico and make landfall in the United States. When the hurricanes pass the Gulf of Mexico, they usually intensify, for the water is warmer and the weather there is very humid and warm. The Hurricane Katrina that caused 1,800 deaths in 2005 also became the Category 5 major hurricane while passing the Gulf area. For the Hurricane Gustav in August last year, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or the FEMA, anticipated that the Gustav would also turn into Cat 5. But a believer in the United States requested a prayer. I prayed for Hurricane Gustav to go away or for it to become weakened without leaving so much damage. At the time, God put a wide layer of light that is like a sheet of paper, both above and below the hurricane. These are the things that the those people with spiritual eyes could see. There was a reason for God to spread the spiritual space in this manner. It was to block the warm air added from the Gulf of Mexico and to block the increased ascending air current. Then the hurricane slowly lost its strength. Eventually, the Cat 4 hurricane weakened very quickly after the prayer, and when it had the landfall in the United States, it became a tropical storm, which is much weaker. It was supposed to become Cat 5. God works with the most appropriate shape and form of spiritual space according to the need. Dear brothers and sisters, we can stop not only typhoons but also volcanic eruptions or earthquakes if you utilize the spiritual space. You can just cover the origin of the volcano eruption or the earthquake with the spiritual space. But all these works are possible only when it is right according to the justice of God. After the September, I will go to some other overseas countries. And all these things will be known to many people around the world. And when they need my prayer, they will invite me and I will go there. And when I go there, I will not just visit just one country. Probably I will visit the other neighboring countries as well. And they ask me to pray for their needs. I don't go to some countries for crusade, but when they need me for urgent requests, then I may visit them. For example, to stop a disaster that causes damage at a national level, the leader of the current country is supposed to ask for a prayer. Also, even if the spiritual space is open, the justice of the first heaven cannot be totally ignored. The working of the spiritual space will be limited to the extent where there will be no confusion in the first heaven after the spiritual space is lifted. God governs all the heavens with His inner omnipotence, and He is God of love and justice. Since it is so drought, this country is trying to make it rain in an artificial way. I think I read an article in the newspaper that they try to make it rain artificially. But it is, the effect is very little. Well, it's actually during the Olympic Games in Beijing, well, they used that artificial way, but there was a limit. Soon, people, even Gentiles, will believe it, and the head of the country may ask me to pray for them. And if there is flood, then through prayer, the flood would stop. All I had to do is just move the rain clouds to other place. The first week of August is the hottest week in Korea. It goes over 30 degrees in Celsius, the temperature I mean. Usually it reaches like a 37. It is the first week of August. It is so hot in that week. But in a place we have summer retreat, people may even feel chill. Because it's chilly in evening. Isn't it right? Even in the afternoon, it's not that hot. In 3 years ago, 2006, Father God started to work on the weather. Even we could have had, you know, a juicy and praise concert at hot summer day. And Father God gives us more grace as time goes by. This is the spiritual space. Through a spiritual passageway, Father God moves the cold wind from other area. So only the area where we are having summer retreat is cold. You know, people went to other place, but it's hot out there. But only the place we are having the summer retreat, it's cold. So Father God blew the cold wind from delivered from the other area, okay? Now raise your hand if you can believe it. Amen. But look around. Everybody witnessed it and everybody believes it. Now, if you witnessed it by yourself, by attending the summer retreat, or if you experienced the movement of the dragonflies through spiritual passageway without experiencing mosquitoes, if you have witnessed it and experienced by yourself, raise your hand. Now look around. Now. Okay, thank you. I'm telling only the truth. Now those who listen to this message on the internet, please do not misunderstand. I never tell a lie. I'm telling you only the truth. Father God will not be pleased with me if I tell a lie. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and this is the end of the series on space and dimension. This is the last session. If I go deeper, then you will have a headache. If you come into spirit and whole spirit all the more, then I may be able to understand more. If you want to understand the deeper area of the spiritual realm, then I have to show you more, not only the movement of dragonflies, but I have to show you and then manifest other signs and wonders that you cannot imagine. Then once you experience it, then you can understand it when I explain. I just briefly explained to you about some aspects of spiritual space. We'll have to spend much more time than this to tell you everything in detail. But you'll be able to understand many parts of the Bible clearly if you just understand the things that I've explained. So when you read the Bible, people do not understand it. So they can understand the Bible. So some people say that it is something impossible, and they are written in the Bible. But everything in the Bible is true. So if you understand this kind of stuff, then you will say, ah, this is what happened in the Bible when you read the Bible. Since you witnessed it, you touched it, and you saw it. So you will not misunderstand the Bible, but you will believe the Bible. People try not to believe it because they cannot understand it. There are some pastors who say the age of this earth is just 6,000 years. Now, who can believe that? even the one of the founders of that committee resigned from that meeting. He insisted that the earth existed even before 6,000 years. And he was expelled. So I read just a part of his article. And I gave it to Dr. Yeo, who is a member of in the creationism department. No, even though he was just explaining his theory, he was expelled. No, nobody can believe the Bible if they interpret the Bible literally. Science has been developed so much. And because of the fossil and stuff, the age of the earth is just 6,000 years? People will not believe it. That's why they need to understand the lecture on Genesis. If they just can understand the lecture on Genesis, they maybe understand it. And those who heard the Genesis lecture, they are so thankful for the lecture. And they say, this should be told, this should be told to other people. That's what they say. 6,000 years is the years since Adam committed a sin of disobedience and banned from the Garden of Eden. Since Adam was banned out from the Garden of Eden, it has been 6,000 years. Even before then, there were like countless unimaginable years have passed. And through those years, the earth had changed in its shape. The core of this earth is so hot, and it made eruption through volcano explosion. But ignoring all this stuff, they say the age of the earth is just 6,000 years? 6,000 years is the age of the human cultivation since the Adam made the disobedience. Even before that, the earth rotated and revolved the sun. And people lived in the Garden of Eden even before that. So you are so blessed, okay, to know this. You know something that other people do not know. When I explain just a part of this in church, you know, the pastor's conference, then they receive so much grace because they were so curious about this stuff. But when I give them the answer, they are so surprised and they feel so thankful. Also, from now, you will see more amazing signs and wonders in this church. Today's scripture, Luke chapter 10, verse 23 and 24 says, turning to the disciples, he said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I say to you, that many prophets and kings wish to see the things which you see. How blessed are you to see all the things that other people cannot see. You touched it, you saw it, and you heard it. For I say to you that many prophets and kings wished to see the things which you see, and did not see them, and to hear the things which you hear, and did not hear them. I hope you will be thankful that you can see firsthand the works that are in the Bible. Also, you now understand how those works were manifested through this space and dimension. Therefore, now, I hope you will have more of the perfect faith through these signs and wonders that you see and experience. May you come forth as true children who have true heart and become joy to God the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and grace. Let your message become faith and life in their hearts. And let them understand space and dimension well, so that let them use this knowledge. Bless them, Father. Father, please bless them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. If you know this kind of stuff, and depending on the level of your faith, you can make a full use of this. For example, let's say it rains now. It rains in Seoul area or the whole country. Now, you are doing something that there should be no rain. You're going to see great loss. You're in this situation. Now, you wish it doesn't rain, personally. But it rains now. It pours down. Now, if you truly love God, and if you live by the word of God, just as written in the 1 John, if you can ask whatever you wish, if you are confident in your heart, then Father God will give you answer for whatever you desire. It's written in the Bible, right? You just hang on to the word and pray. Father God, I love you. Because you think, you are confident that you are loved by God because you have nothing wrong. Father God, I love you. Listen to my prayer, your son. In this situation, I will see great loss in this rain. But it rains. Heavily rains. Please open the spiritual space so that it doesn't rain in this area. If you pray by faith like this, because the Bible tells you to ask courageously, then Father God will work according to the justice. It is the justice of the Bible. Since you are loved by God, Father God gives the answer to those who are loved by God. The Bible says, if you are confident, if you are loved by God, and if you love God, then you can ask whatever you wish, that you will receive the answer. It's not going to affect other people just because you receive the answer. So if you can use this knowledge, then in the Lord, you can do many good things. Can you understand? So you have many areas that you can use this knowledge. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hand on the sick part of your body and then, or infirmities over your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your life, your heart. Hallelujah, Father, please lay your hand on these people. Transcending space and time, please work on these people. Those who are attending and receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and through GCN and Manmin TV. In those who sent their prayer request along with their pictures, please lay your hand on those pictures, Father. Ning Do Hui requested prayer for the mental illness and dried eyes and memory and the hearing problem and arthritis and heart disease, and mouth infection, and swallowing. Please heal him. Gao Wanchun requests prayer for spiritual faith and family evangelization and obedience. Wang Chao requests prayer to change, to fix his eyes only to the Lord, and to make his life normal, and to be healed of addiction to computers, and to get rid of laziness. Wang Yi requested prayer to receive the ability to cast off sin and evil, and to receive complete faith. Gao Zhigong requests prayer to cast off sin and evil and to stop smoking and for the family evangelization. Dao Gun Rian requests prayer for the kidney stone. Zhang Weisha requests prayer for the spine problem and neck disc so that she can move freely. Yao Damei requests prayer for the arm bone rupture and family evangelization. He Yao Wang requests prayer to drive away evil spirits and to be able to pay back the debt. Qiu Qianin requests prayer for the bad breath of the mouth and for vomit. He Jingun requests prayer to revere God. And Kan Guowen requests prayer for the healing of his diseases and to be forgiven of living God and for the faithfulness to the duties and family evangelization. She also requests prayer for her mother to lead a Christian life well and for her daughter who left the house. Father, please change her daughter's heart so that she can come back. Father, please lay your hand on these people from head to toe in every intestines and organs and nerve system. Burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the darkness go away. May the light come. All the intestines, skin diseases go away. All the itching go away. Let them see well. Let them hear well. Let the paralyzed body become normal. Let the terminal cancer be healed. All the tuberculosis go away. All the germs go away. Diabetes, high blood pressure go away. May the light come. Mental illness go away. Father, please work on these people and be glorified. And protect and bless these people for a week. And bless and protect their cars and driving. Bless and protect their home, work, and business. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.